This message, no one teached it to you. No one ever said it so plainly, so boldly, without the caveats of argument. There is no debate in this compliment. It is only lifestyle change. There is no bad in what was given to you. There's only liberation. And to what you cannot know, excellent. The future comes to you then untarnished from the past. A bright and shiny day. And that's the way that it comes. And so what to be I? I am this messenger that wears this makeup and is in disguise, but not in the body, for up there am I to give you this information. And if never I see you again in this life, you'll but have to call my name, and out of nowhere the wind will come. And in that, you will find a solace in something. And the day that you get tired, the day that you get weary of not wanting to wake up, the day you realize you are addicted to suffering, pain, violence, the day that you realize that you are flawed to the core because you have all these people that make you do what you do. And when you realize the truth that only you have put them there for your own addictions, that day when you become that lucid, and I will send you the runner of that lucidity, then begins the great work. Then you will be served to it. And there are those of you who shan't think another thought to later in your life. Because you think you have so much going on now. You have nothing going on now. But you will. So, I have a marvelous school that for many years in your time, I introduced this message to the world, and it ran like wildfire. Everyone loved the message, except those who were threatened by it. And there is their rumors. There are the ones that say, stand up to this. Stand up to me. What? For what reason? What limitation do you argue for? You can have all your limitations. You don't have to argue with me about them. They're all over you. And in that great message, many, many concepts emerged that were beautiful and then quickly went away. But I developed a school for those who leave their father's house to take a journey to a wild country and into an audience of study, that one becomes humble at once and yet celebrated in that. That knowledge of the most beautiful kind is taught, and truth threatening ever. Because truth in some quarters of the past is the most threatening quality of revelation. But you go to great extent to avoid it in yourself. The day you're brave enough to accept it is the day you're finally free. And truth has served you well at that purpose. It's the beginning of the seed of wisdom. And in this great school, you learned the art of a master, and that the whole power of your universe is in you. Beautiful. All great beings have said the same message. And that if it is in you, you only need knowledge. And then a training that teaches you a discipline to manifest that knowledge. Until you develop comfortably a neural net that is intricately you and not a temporal state of memory. But you, that you can do these wonderful things. And indeed, that you could know such knowledge. and that then the former world will pass away and a new one will be made, because in quantum physics, all worlds exist potentially, and a new world potentially will emerge from you, a new life, a new way to be. And in that school, you come and you go back to life, for life is a gift. It should never not be lived. And you apply your skill. And when you run weak, you come back and you'll be retrained for a few days and you leave again. That is the school. There are students who begged and asked for me to initiate them from their father's house to become the grand master. And I have done that for years, only to find a handful of them not liking what they had to give up and had to change. You cannot occupy a place of transcendence if you have a foothold in the past, and that foothold takes the lion's share out of your thoughts every day. Is impossible. It is stranding a river on both sides and collapsing in the center. And a few of those entities have gone on to be extraordinary beings. And they are moving to new levels of thought and perception and walk around continuously awakened. And then there are those that said, stand up and argue. No. That's what the world is doing today. So, I invite you to my school to come and learn, and then to go out and live it and to be it. And not to be a pilgrim of the school, but to be a viable entity that by your efforts have caused a change. And that when you say to your enemy, I made you that so I could feel the redemption of being right. That day you confess that truth, you are laying your soul bare, is the day that you start your transcendence. And the day that you slowly and surely cure yourself of the plague of your own demons, every day you get freer and more powerful. And the more powerful you become, the more immediate what you focus upon manifests. Because now what you think no longer is corralled by fear, but becomes the way that you are. And now reality happens straight away, instantaneous. Now you become aware and immediate of everything you think. But now you will learn to think as a responsible divine being who will never again say that you are the victim to anything, ever. And that is my work with you. And that is the work of the channel. And that is the work of the school. At the heart of our life, this is the work. Because this bright and shining message is meant for you. And no pretenders deserve it. Those who are able to speak have the power to speak and to do marvelous things. The message isn't to make you a leader. The message isn't going to make you a channel that you hear me and no one else does. I don't talk to anyone else but my channel. I have channeled but through one woman, and this is this entity, after incarnations of preparation. You couldn't possibly tolerate what this entity has tolerated for this talk tonight. You don't have it in you yet. No one does. The message is not to open your own school. The message is not to be psychic to everyone else. The message is to be a god. This is a place that you learn it, and you can't skip it by being a teacher. You have to be it. And so, are you worth it? You always were. Now, how many beings came to deliver this message? And they all got murdered? And there is a little bit in everyone that wants to kill the messenger that would slightly make you uncomfortable getting close to the truth of what you are. But unless we find it, we'll never find you either. I want you to know that I love you, but in a way that is much different than what I think you love is. In you is what I love, and that I think your beauty speaks for itself. You are not loved for your body, for your money, for anything, but for who you are. Who now? You have long thoughts, rich ideas to think about, beautiful, sublime. And if you say, I can't think about them, I'm too busy, it's all right. One day, this message will come again when you're ready to live it. And those, my beloved, are but incarnations away. To the future flourishes the extraordinary beings. You are living in chaos because you're not found. But when you are found, you won't live in chaos anymore. And the future to extraordinary people is always open, including you. And the realities that you create that flow from your brain like a beautiful river will flow you in to new realities that are frequency specific to you, and you will never have to die unless you choose to. So, I love you. I am honored indeed to have been here this day in your time and to have spoken to all who are quiet but here. And I'll see you in the wind and in your thoughts, and I will delight in the runners I send to you. And I want you to know, last, that you are important, and what you think, as said, does matter. So I'll see you soon. Beautiful. Yes, that's true. You'll never meet another entity like me. So be that. Good day.